Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming your way once again this morning. Today I have something wonderful to share with you, and I've titled it, Humble Yourself. Humble Yourself. And I want to start from 1 Peter chapter 5, and I'm reading from verse 5. It says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. He says, be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. And verse 6 says that, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. You see, in verse 5 it says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. And it says, for God resisteth the proud. God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. The only time the Bible mentions that God goes against his children is when they become proud. He says, for God resisteth the proud. Now, he's writing to believers. If you read the context, you realize that he's writing to believers. Look at it again. He says in verse 5, 1 Peter 5, 5. He says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. He's talking to believers. Then he says, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Then verse 6 says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. It's amazing what humility does. You know, humbling yourself before the Lord. It's in the sight of the Lord, you see. We are to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, okay, that he may exalt us in due time. What is the meaning of humility? Does humility mean timidity? Does it mean not talking or you being confident? There's a very big difference between boldness and pride, you see. Boldness does not mean being proud. Sometimes some people think that when you are bold, you are proud, but that is not what it means. No, to be proud means to be self-conceited, to think you are something when you are nothing. You see, to think beyond what you really are, to see yourself being something more than you really are. That's what it means to be proud. But to be bold and confident, okay, has to do with saying what God says about you. You can be bold and confident in God. Hallelujah. So humility is very important, and humility means submitting yourself under the mighty hand of God. In other words, thinking the way God wants you to think, saying what God wants you to say concerning yourself. That's what true humility means. True humility does not mean timidity at all. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. He says, the one who is proud will have God resisting him. So there are believers who develop some kind of pride as time goes on, because they think they are something, and hence they talk to everybody the way they want and say anything they want to say to their brethren. It's not supposed to be like that. God wants you to humble yourself. We should submit ourselves one unto another, and submit ourselves unto the elder, the one who is senior to you. You must be subject to him, or you must submit yourself to him. It says, ye, all of you, be subject to one to another, and be clothed with humility. Hallelujah. Now, go to James chapter 4, verse 10. It's expanded some more concerning humility. It says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. You see, when it makes reference to humility, it always says, in the sight of the Lord, and with reference to the brethren. Hallelujah. Meaning that humility has to do with doing what God wants you to do. You know, being humble enough to admit what God is saying in his word, and doing what his word says. That's what humility, true humility, is. And it is, he will exalt you. He will lift you up. God will lift you up. There's a time for your lifting, and that time comes through your humility. Be humble today. Don't be proud. Remove pride out of your heart, because the Bible says that pride cometh before a fall. When pride comes into your way, and you are behaving in a certain way that you're not supposed to, talking to people in a harsh way, and thinking yourself to be something, and placing yourself on a certain pedestal when that is not where you are supposed to be, God will resist you. The Bible says he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself today, and see him exalt you on every side. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.